Makes you think it's a shelter. There's a tarp over it, that's for sure, yeah. What else do you see, James? There's some food over here, right? Some rice-a-roni, some bottle of pasta sauce. What else is over here?
Rocks.
Well, there's some rocks. I see some rocks.
Glass.
There's some gloves and a hat, right? I see a sleeping bag in there. Well, yeah, it looks like somebody actually goes. It looks like the kind of place that somebody would make if they didn't have a home to go to, right? It's the kind of place that somebody would sleep in. It looks like there's sleep in if they couldn't afford to have a house.
How about you?
No, well, this isn't my house. But I do this thing called backpacking, and so often I do sleep in something like this, but I choose to do that. I think it's fun, and so I consider it recreation. What else do we see? What's this thing over here?
A fodder fount.
Good for you. Yeah, there's fodder in there, right? There's like hay, and there's a feeding trough, and
donkey.
And there's a donkey in there. So it's like the thing you keep the animals in, right? Like if you have animals, yeah, Liam.
A stable.
It's a stable, yeah. Yeah, it's a stable. Yeah, there's a seashell there. Why would we put a stable next to this homeless, or this camp for somebody who's sleeping? James?
Because they're kind of the same thing.
Because they're kind of the same thing. Wow, tell me about that. How are they kind of the same thing? So real people could stay in a stable too, right? You guys could camp in there and sleep in there. Well, you know what? We have a story. Do you know what this stable is about? What do we often have at Christmas? We often have a stable and a manger because we tell this story about Mary and Joseph who were homeless. Hey, you guys, let's go this way. We're gonna go this way. What's all this stuff?
Bags.
We got just bags sitting here in church. What's up with that?
Recycling.
It looks like recycling. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's definitely a recycling bucket. I see socks. I see hats. I see gloves.
I see
Graham.
Items that people have donated.
It's the items that people have donated. Do you know what this congregation does, what the people in this church do? Hold on one second. What do the people in this congregation, why? Because these things are related to stuff that people in this church do.
What if they take some from the house?
Sometimes, yeah, they give stuff, they take stuff from the house. You said they take stuff from the house that they don't need anymore, and what do they do with it? Are we just recycling here, or? They give it to people, right? So this is one thing we do where we take hats and gloves and socks and toiletry items, and they make special packets that they give to homeless people. Over there, you can see the shopping cart. Often we give food as part of the share program. Like every day, every week of the year, people in this congregation give food that we give to share that goes to people who don't have homes. And during Christmas, we make these packets that we give to people who don't have homes. And then there's this other thing over here that has pictures of people and goats and sheep and cows, chickens, right? It's another thing that people in this congregation do where we buy goats and sheep for people who don't have food and for people who don't have enough animals in their life. Yeah. So why do we have these things in church? Why would we bring these things that are normally out in the narthex? Why would we bring them here to church?
To demonstrate what people have given to help people who are homeless and stuff like that.
Well, to demonstrate, hey, this is what we do, right? We live in a world where people are homeless, where people are through, and this is one way that we as a community want to help, and we do it on a regular basis. And so for this season of Advent, we decided we're going to bring it in to the church and make it part of our worship. because it, we're building up to giving food away, we're building up to giving hats and gloves and stuff away, we're building up to helping PWRDF do what it does, so we're going to make it part of our worship during Advent. So that's why all that stuff is here. It's going to be here until Christmas, yes. And you know what? It's even going to be here a little bit after Christmas, because these needs don't go away just because Christmas happens. So we're going to keep it all the way to Epiphany, because you know what? You know how many days of Christmas we get? You probably don't know this. You knew it. We get 12 days of Christmas. Right? Don't think you're going to get presents for 12 days straight, but we do get 12 days of Christmas. So, and one of the ways is we're looking forward to Christmas, remember, so you guys can help. You guys can help us, right? So if with your families, if you want to bring food to church so that we can give, and you want to put the food in the shopping carts, that's what it's there for. It's for you and your families to bring food to give to the SHARE program. Or if you want to bring socks and hats and wool socks and wool hats and stuff like that. Well, we got a lot of toothbrushes, but we got a lot of that, or PWRF. And you know what else? You know how that manger where you keep the angels, or where you keep the animals? That's going to be our manger scene for Christmas. If you want to bring animals to put in the manger scene, I want you to bring animals from home. Like, do you have any small toy animals? You can bring animals of whatever shape and form, and we're going to put them to our manger scene this week. You have some pretend animals? All right, well, you can bring them for Christmas. All right, and as we get ready for Christmas, we always light these candles. Do you guys remember doing that last year? Do you want to help me light the candle this year? Why don't you come forward? So we're going to light this one right here. All right, and I'll light this thing, and you can put it up there and light it. How about that? You want to do it? Let's do this one right over here. There we go. Let me see if we can get this going a little bit further. There we go. Thank you. All right, everybody, you can go back to your seats.